Okay, so this album is pretty much complete with love songs and breakup songs.
I know, huh?
Yeah, that's like such a sad breakup song.
Yeah.
It's Lifehouse in the Box on Star 100.7.
I can't wait for this new album to come out. I know I've said it, but Jason, your voice is incredible. And one thing that I can appreciate about you guys, and that's why I can't wait to see you again, is your live performances are unbelievable.
Oh, I mean,
let's not talk about the whole Ashley Simpson thing, right? So many artists go out and you're like, you suck live.
Do you have acid reflux, any of you? Bryce?
What is that?
It's real severe heartburn.
It's like if you burp and it burns your esophagus. It's like agita. That's
you're
what we
skinny.
Call it.
You'll never have that problem.
Okay.
Take it from me. I take me a Pepsi AC every day. It's no fun.
But you guys are amazing live with your album, and it's so good to have you back.
Thank you
right,
very much.
Guys?
Yeah. Thanks for being here. Any more questions? They're going to go.
I know. You might never be
this close to Lifehouse ever again.
Till like March or April. I mean, on the tour, we might not get them till May.
Give you one more chance.
I got a question.
You have a question, Jason? What?
Can we take one of these bean bags?
They're love sacks. They're really comfortable. They have stores in the
mall. I'm so jealous. I'm getting like a back spasm while you guys are taking a power nap over there. It's awesome.
See, this is where you should have said it. You can lay right here, Jason. No? All right.
All right. What was your question?
I was just wondering if you write your own music.
We do.
That's good.
Uh huh. Yeah, I write. I write about everything that happens to me. You know, I kind of use my own personal experiences and turn them in. I'm not that big of like a talker. You know, so this is how I get my emotions out. And I guess you could say, you know, therapy. So I don't go crazy. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Cool.
Where are you originally from?
Uh oh.
Oh man, that's
raise your hand, please. So we can get the questions on the microphone. Yeah. He asked where you're from.
I'm from everywhere. I've lived in Seattle, Portland, Hong Kong, the Philippines, Thailand, everywhere. I grew up. I've lived in actually California for the last 10 years, so that's like the longest I've ever been in one place, which is nice. Yeah.
Where's the best spot? California.
California. You can't beat California.
You're up in what? L.A. Malibu area. What?
Yeah. No. Agoura Hills. Do you know where
Agoura
that is?
Agoura Hills. Okay. Yeah.
The
in the valley.
Oaks area. Yeah. Yeah.
I know where that's at.
Yeah.
Off the 101.
Yeah, it's great.
Where do you hang out? What's the best place to go up there? Say if me and some friends were going to Agoura Hills for the weekend.
You got to go to Yamato.
Yamato? What's
like,
that, sushi?
It's like Benihana on steroids. It's way better than Benihana.
You mean the cooks are going real fast or the food's
they
really
do
good?
These things where they like cut onions up and make these volcanoes, and I think he burned my eyelashes off the first time I went because he like puts this like, he makes it like these big fire volcano things, and the food is amazing. You got to get the shrimp and the fried rice.
He does the heart, and he sticks a spatula in and boom, 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 makes the heart beat.
Yeah, and he does
the
thing
Mickey Mouse ears.
Yeah, he does everything. But these guys have skills. They're doing like, they're throwing their knives up in the air and like doing all kinds of tricks.
Yeah, the Benihana chefs are bored. They're like, okay, here's the dumb thing.
Yeah, and they're telling kind of bad jokes and stuff.
What's it called?
Japanese that you don't get. What's that?
What's the place called again?
It's called Yamato.
All right.
And you know what? They should actually give me some free like love. I can't even get like a decent seat there, and I've been going there for 5 years.
Make sure you get your own table.
That's the only thing. Okay. I would go between 4 and 10 because if you go at like 6 o'clock and there's a bunch of people, they'll sit you next to like a young date, and if you're the only one, you'll feel so awkward because they're like scooting over, and you feel like you're.
We'll get this little thing on a cassette for you, and you can walk in and give it to
them.
And say, hey, this was on the air in San Diego.
Exactly.
We got the hookups. All right, you guys. Well, that's it. Lifehouse is.
She's got another one.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
When are you guys coming to play in San Diego concert?
They're here now.
I know, but another.
But like plugged in with electric guitars and stuff. Hopefully, I know sometime this year we'll be back.
Okay.
We're gonna be touring nonstop for the next 2 years, so.
We'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah, he wants to be able to tour to make enough money to get that guy out of his house. All right. It's like Rick needs to buy his own place. Okay. Well, thanks, you guys. Lots of luck with the new album.
Thanks, man.
We love you. Thanks for being here. There's Lifehouse on Star 100.7.